Dr. Mary Favier, who's a member of NEPHET and COVID-19 advisor to the Irish College of General Practitioners. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we heard Fergal Bowers talking there about that NIAC decision adding another layer of complexity to the vaccination programme. To what extent do you think it will upend now the vaccination, the schedule that's there, and will it require significant reorganisation by the HSE and by GP vaccination clinics?
It is a significant decision, and it will cause some pause in how the vaccination rollout is arranged for the next day or two. And I don't envy the job of the HSE as they organise that, but they will. For GPs, we've given more than 50% of the COVID vaccines anyway, so we are adaptable. And we will continue to finish out our over 70s programme, which is with the mRNA, Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, and then look at whether we will vaccinate the 60 to 69-year-olds with AstraZeneca. It's a challenge, and it's really important for people who are between 60 and 69 to go ahead and get their vaccines, because it is the one that's available at the moment, because there are supply issues for another few weeks on other vaccines. And for those under 60 who have received a first dose, if they're in very high risk and high risk areas, to complete their vaccinations, because the benefits still far outweigh the risks. The risks of this vaccine in terms of side effects — it's a very effective vaccine in terms of COVID, but in terms of side effects — are very low, but they're more prominent in the younger age groups, and that's the abundance of caution to pause AstraZeneca for the moment.
We understand that something like 15,000 individuals were due appointments today, had their appointments and were due to turn up for their AstraZeneca vaccines today. They have now been cancelled. How much upset and confusion will this cause among GP practices?
There isn't a GP in the country this morning not bracing themselves for the additional workload of the telephone calls around the vaccine changes, because we've been seeing them for the last 2 to 3 weeks. And we would really ask people to be patient, that the guidelines are now very clear. There isn't any wriggle room for GPs to decide to vaccinate or not. We need to stay within those guidelines, and not to be ringing GPs to answer those questions until we contact you. But it is going to cause quite a lot of hesitancy and anxiety. But those questions can be answered, and we will attempt to do those over the next few days. And when the HSE give us another established pathway for how we will vaccinate these groups, we'll be able to inform our patients, and when we have supply, call them in. So it's entirely understandable that people have concerns, but people need to really understand that the risk of COVID is still higher than any risk of the vaccine. And vaccination is so important to get us out of these restrictions and to reduce COVID illness. And to remember that while we're waiting for vaccines, if there is a few days or a few weeks delay, that all the usual measures apply, because it's the measures we do ourselves of distancing and masks and hand washing that will really be the answer in the end. And it's so important.
But is that message now the challenge to both maintain confidence in the vaccine and perhaps to restore confidence in AstraZeneca for those who may have lost it? For example, so many health workers who are under 60 who have received a first dose, and there are two levels of advice on the time gaps now for the second dose.
Yes, so the advice is that if you've received vaccination with AstraZeneca under the age of 60 and you're in a very high risk or high risk group, you should go ahead and complete your second dose. And the important issue around the second dose with AstraZeneca is that these blood clots don't appear to occur in second doses, that it's a once-off thing. You have a propensity to the problem, and it declares itself in the first vaccine. Now, the cautions and just the slowing down of moving the gap to 16 weeks for those who don't have high risk week is to allow more times to see more second doses have been given, to see, yes, this is actually true. The problem isn't anything like the same in the second dosing. So it's really important that people continue to follow through the procedure, what's recommended, and we'll answer those questions if people are concerned. But it's a very effective vaccine. COVID has a very high risk of blood clotting itself. You're much more likely even to get a blood clot on an aeroplane or even taking 1 week of the pill for the first time than get a clot from AstraZeneca. So we need to keep the risks in perspective. But there's understandable concern out there. And The caution around it is because there are other vaccines choices for these younger age groups. And we do this all the time. We might have two medicines we could use, but one has less side effects than the other. So we'll always choose that if there's an option. If there wasn't an option, we would explain to the patient why one was being used. And that's what's happening here.
Now, we expected AstraZeneca to make up one-fifth of the vaccines over the 3 months to the end of June to reach those targets we've been given of 80% having received a first dose. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine, that is due something to the order of 650,000 doses due in this second quarter. Is it possible, and it's a similar type of vaccine, is it possible that the advice around Johnson & Johnson could be similar to what we have now with AstraZeneca?
It's theoretically possible the advice could be the same. Research is ongoing in every aspect of vaccination, with Johnson & Johnson looking at the same issues of clotting, but also things like whether vaccine intervals can be extended, whether vaccines can be mixed and matched for second doses. All that work is going on. But there is an increased vigilance now looking at the Johnson & Johnson Janssen vaccine because the mechanism is the same. The big advantage of that vaccine was that it was a one shot. You didn't need a second dose. But that wasn't due to arrive in our Ireland, you know, for a number of weeks, so there is time yet to assess that. But at the moment, we need to reassure our over 70s that their vaccination program is continuing as per normal because it's a different vaccine, and to encourage the 60 to 69s to get their first dose AstraZeneca. The benefits far outweigh any risks for them, and those in high risk groups under 60 continue to finish out the program as per the schedule.
And very briefly, a possible positive could be, or could it, that the 60 to 69s will receive their vaccination much more quickly now?
Yes, that's highly probable, that's appropriate, because 60 to 69s are still one of the high-risk groups in terms of age profiling. And from a general practice point of view, as we finish the over 70s programme, we're in a position to do the 60 to 69s. However, there's a very substantial workload knock-on into general practice, which we've already felt, so that will have to be discussed and may not be every GP who's providing that service.
Okay, Dr. Mary Favier, thank you very much for joining us.